Listening to CJSF 90.1 FM radio. It's Burnaby. Bum, 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 bum.
Come along, children. Now we're going to have a little music, like old times. Look, now I'll start the melody on the organ.
It's Feather Rock with Bill and Ella. It's Feather Rock and sometimes Liam. It's Feather Rock time. It's time for Feather Rock.
It is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, Indie Music for Indie Kids. Bill Childs with you, as I am every week. We come to you from our flagship station, KUTX 98.9. They Might Be Giants here with 4 of 2.
Underneath a big clock at the corner of 5th Avenue and 22nd Street, I stood and waited for a girl I knew at the spot where we agreed to meet. It was 4 minutes of 2. At 4 of 2, I stood waiting for the girl. I was 4 minutes early for the date we had planned. I was planning to say I was in love with her just as soon as she showed for a 2 o'clock date, and the clock said 4 of 2. At 4 of 2, I was staring into space. She was not yet late, according to the clock. I was feeling nervous, so I kept looking up. I began to feel tired, and I rubbed my eyes, and again I checked the time. It seemed as if the sky was growing dark, but I felt reassured when I looked at the clock, and it still said 4 of 2. I lay my head down on the sidewalk, so in case you were coming, I would have a better view. But no one was there, so I stretched out and closed my eyes for a second or two. It was 4 minutes of 2. At once I awoke to a futuristic world. There were flying cars and gigantic metal bugs. I'd grown a beard, it was long and white, but I knew that the girl would be coming very soon, for though everything had changed, there was still that clock, and it still said 4 of 2.
Hey, Ella.
What?
You ready to go outside and play?
Maybe, but probably, yes!
Okay, good.
That but was... not in the water and snow and ice.
Just in the grass.
There isn't any grass right now.
Well, there is. It's just under the snow.
Yeah.
There's always grass under the snow. Get up off your chair. Get up off the floor. Turn everything off and head out the door. We're gonna play outside today. We're gonna play outside today. We're gonna play. Skies, the whispering leaves will tell you why. Gonna play outside today. We're gonna play outside today. We're gonna play. Excuse me.
today. We're gonna play outside today. We're gonna play outside today. Rain or shine, the weather's fine. We're gonna play
That is Uncle Rock, recorded in our studios, featuring a very young version of your radio pal Ella there at the top. His wonderful song, Play Outside Today. We also heard They Might Be Giants with 4 of 2 here on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child. Muna Luna here. What time is it? K-O-R-A-S. Twice a year, I come back across the Saturday Morning Cartoons Greatest Hits album, and it's like, I don't know, 19 or 20 tracks, all killer, no filler. That's the Murmurs, HR Puffin stuff. I probably won't be able to resist playing another song from that later in the show, because it's great. Matthew Sweet's on there, Wax is on there. It's so good. Right here is Willie Nelson doing his really lovely version of The Rainbow Connection on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows? And what's on the other side? Rainbows are visions, but only illusions. And rainbows have nothing to hide. So we've been told, and some choose to believe it. I know they're wrong, wait and see. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection. The lovers, the dreamers, and me. Who said that every wish would be heard and answered when wished on the morning star? Somebody thought of that, and someone believed it. Look what it's done so far. And what's so amazing that keeps us stargazing? And what do you think we might see? Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection. The lovers, the dreamers, and me. All of us under its spell. We know that is probably magic. Have you been half asleep? And have you heard voices? I've heard them calling my name. Is this the sweet sound calls the young sailors? The voice might be one in the same. I've heard it too many times to ignore it. It's something that I'm supposed to be. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me.
This fancy mall, everything is so beautiful. Let's ride the escalator slowly down, and Mom, we'll walk a little bit hand in hand, pass the perfume to the promised land. They got tons of toys stacked to the stars, and Mom, there's that rocket remote control. Can we buy it before it's sold? It's the only thing I really want. When I turn ship that's been tossed, I was never getting lost again. And Mom, remember how you told me, if I ever get lost at sea, I should find someone to help me call. So Mom, I'm standing here this toy cashier, but I only want out of here. They keep saying everything's all right, but don't you hear your name on the intercom? It's calling out for you, because I lost you, Mom, and I'm never getting lost, 'cause now I know the cost, so I'm never getting lost. But I'm never getting lost, 'cause the security guards, they're working very hard, they're making lots of calls, but there's nothing they can do when I only need you, and I try not to let my tears fall. But then I hear your name on the intercom, it's calling out for you, because I love you, Mom, and lost. My teeth I'm gonna floss, I'm just never getting lost again. And then I see my mom running up to me, she hugs me so I can hardly breathe, and I told her I was lost, like a ship that's been tossed, that I was never getting lost. When I saw as lost as me, now we're never getting lost, our hearts were
Mom, here we are at this fancy mall. Everything is so beautiful. Let's ride the escalator slowly down, Mom.
Favorite dress of mine had birds all over. I wore it every Sunday till I got older and I reached away for something there that I could taste in the air. Put it all in a little black box, hide it on the floor of the sea, only leave behind you the waves and speed. I was gone for 30 days and 20 hours before I saw the water close and tried to call the towers, and I opened up my window then and gave my letters to the wind. Put it all in a little black box, hide it on the floor of the sea, only leave behind you the waves and speed. I wasn't quite sure where I was going. I knew that I'd know when I was there, and I wouldn't let anybody keep it away from me again.
Another in studio, that's Erin Ivey, part of the Austin Music Experience, doing her song Amelia here on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child. Music for kids and their grown-ups are online at sparetherock.com. I'm Bill Childs, and I'm introducing myself to you because I'm about to ask you to do me a favor. We're at a point in the show when I need your help. Here's what's going to happen. Otherwise, screeches to a stop. I'm going to ask you if you have a question. You're going to say yes. I'm then going to ask you what that question is, and you're going to yell as loudly as you can, "Are you prepared to rock?" If you happen to be at a microphone, kind of lean back the way I do so as to not blow out the microphone. But otherwise, just yell as loudly as you can. Do you understand the situation? Do you understand the assignment? You understand what I'm asking you to do, people? Excellent. Hey, everybody, do you have a question for me? You do? That's excellent. What is the question? I'm, in fact, prepared to rock. But first, advice from They Might Be Giants.
Second on the list is a rock child, a child that's been fully prepared.
Prepare to rock, don't spare the rock.
It's the Boogers. It's a Sunny Day.
It's a sunny day.